your name. Just breathe your name upon us.
Just breathe your name upon us. Breathe.
Stamp your image in its place.
Just breathe your name upon us.
We want more of you. Oh, we want more of you, Jesus. The more we know you, the more we want to know you, Jesus.
Name upon us, breathe.
Resurrection power. Area of us, don't tell anybody, Yado, Sharabade, Yade Wahe,
Yade Wahe, Shade, breathe, Lord.
Just breathe your name,
just breathe your name upon us,
breathe. Just breathe your name upon us, breathe. Let's sing it as a prayer.
Just breathe your name upon us. Breathe.
Yahweh,
Yahweh is your name. Breathe, Lord.
Just breathe your name.
Just breathe your name upon us.
Just breathe your name.
Just breathe your name upon us. Just breathe your name upon us. Breathe.
Yahweh.
Yahweh is your name. Breathe, Lord.
Oh,
just breathe your name upon us.
Channels of my spirit open up. Hey, cause I am with my Father.
Open up.
No boundaries.
Dimensions found only in Jesus Christ.
name upon us.
Always willing to forgive, and to the Lord belonged all the issues until death. You are the beginning and you are the end. There's none to compare to you. Mighty in power, majesty in the heavenlies, we worship and hallow your name. We bless you, Father. There's none like thee. Thank you, Lord Jesus, the risen King, Savior of all men, especially those who believe. This the same Spirit that rose you from the dead dwells in us, and you sit at the right hand of the Father in majesty, ever living to make intercession for us. We worship you, Lord Jesus Christ. Precious Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the resurrection. Wow. Holy Ghost, with your breath we come alive. With your breath we are transformed anew. Thank you because you will not leave us. Thank you for the winds of the Spirit. Thank you for the power of transformation which is in you. The Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We come with an open face, looking at the Lord, and we are being changed from one level of glory to another, to that same image, even by you, the Holy Spirit. Take charge, take control, and let us be transformed to the praise and glory of the name of Jesus. We bless you, Father. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. And Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have at this time to go into your word, both for a brief exhortation and interaction. Thank you because the entrance of your word gives light and gives understanding to the simple. We come under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic anointings of Pastor Olivia Momisera, under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic fathers of the church age, under you, the Almighty God, God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. As we minister your word, we pray a clear channel be created and maintained in the heavenlies, through which more than enough of the life and the power of God will flow, that by the reason of the Spirit and the Word, you will break yokes, you will heal bodies, you will meet needs, you will transform hearts and lives, you will bring glory to the name of Jesus, blessings to the sons of men. Thank you, because the Word of God, we have a free course, and the Word of God will be glorified, that the Word of God will come forth with power, with accuracy, with clarity, with simplicity, and with the love and comfort of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, because you do more than what we ask, more than what we think, according to your power that's at work within us. And not being ignorant of the devices of the enemy against effectual delivery and receiving of the word and unity of my brethren, under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic anointings of our fathers, and under the lordship and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come against every foul spirit of distraction, intimidation, offense, mind wandering, fear, unbelief, unforgiveness, weariness, weaknesses, and such like, including human spirits in alliance with the devil. All such contrary foul spirits, we cast you out. We destroy your works. We resist and bind you and break your hold over our hearts, bodies, and circumstances in Jesus' name. We loose the angels of God, the seven spirits of God, to go fulfill the air, enforce and execute God's perfect will concerning our ministration and concerning our hearts, bodies, and circumstances in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We thank you, Father, because you answer our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a super hand clap.
Is your name,
breathe, Lord.
Just breathe your name upon us. Breathe.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's be seated. You're welcome to Zion City Fellowship, Campus Outreach Arm of Scripture Pastor Christian Center, pastor by Pastor Luby Johnson and Mommy Sarah Johnson. Thank you for the honor for our parents. We give honor to whom honor is due. We do not have much time on our hands today. Tomorrow is charity fun fair, so you can see a lot of work activities going on, and some of us will be needed as they start to do the planning meeting. So be with us to start on time so we can end on time. And today we will be talking, interacting. So I'm just going to speak briefly, time myself, 10 minutes thereabout. Pastor Laulu may also come and share, and then we just start to interact. Your contribution, and because this is not the time to be silent. Amen. Once you have a life, then you have something to say. Praise the Lord. What did I say? Once you have a life, you have something to say. So you have experience, you have challenges, you have contribution, you have questions. So let's have it. In the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about the mercy of God. Amen. Triumphing in mercy. So, and that's what we want to talk about today. The mercy of God. Bible says it's of God's mercies that we are not consumed. Praise the Lord. His mercies endureth forever. Praise the Lord. Say, God is faithful, is plenteous in mercy. Amen. So, the mercy of God is vital to our lives. It's of God's mercies that we are not consumed. So you can't say you have not experienced God's mercies. Then you will not be here. Amen. His mercies endureth forever. It's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that sheweth mercy. Praise the Lord. So I've mentioned scriptures that specifically mention mercy. And in our first interaction, we mentioned some scriptures that is all about mercy, even though the word mercy is not mentioned. Praise the Lord. Bible says, except the Lord watcheth the house, the watchman watcheth in vain. That's mercy. Praise the Lord. If it had not been the Lord, let Israel say. And I like that scripture now, because that is both for natural Israel and spiritual Israel at this time. If it had not been the Lord, let Israel say, then they will have consumed us. Praise the Lord. But I want us to major today on just one scripture. And I said 10 minutes. Let me start to time myself. My time starts now. Psalm 62 verse 11. If it was, because we all read that one. Psalm 62 verse 11. And 12. Maybe you can pick it together. Verse 11 and 12. When we read it the last time, we only read verse 11. But as I was preparing, something quickened me. Go to the next verse. So we look at it together. God has spoken once. It's not loud enough. God has spoken once. Twice have I heard this. That power belongeth unto God also. So that scripture can't end there. Amen. Power belongeth to God. Power belongeth to God. But also, we can't end that scripture at 11. Also, unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. For thou renderest to every man according to his work. Praise the Lord. Our God is a God of balance. Good to see you. Good to see you. Big boy. Unto the Lord belongeth mercy. Amen. On Sunday, for those of us who come to Scripture Pastor, Pastor Kule was preaching. I tried making eye contact with Pastor Lawa. When he started talking about God's mercy that preserves us, but with time, we should use that mercy to grow. Then we ourselves become channels that supply mercy to other people. I said, confirmation. That's exactly what we've highlighted in the last 2 weeks. That it starts from the fact that God's mercies, his tender mercies are over all his works. Can you mention all of God's works? It's over all the human beings. We are now 7 billion. His tender mercies. God is not a flimsy God. He's very detailed. His tender mercies are over all his works. Then when it now comes to each of us as 7 billion, Bible now gives us again another detail. That one hair does not fall from our head and God doesn't know. So when it comes to every individual, God has micro details for every individual. Because everything in you is his works. Amen. Then should we go to the trees, to the birds? He says, tender mercies are over all his works. The steadfast love of the Lord does not cease. Bible tells us, his mercies never comes to an end. They are new every morning. Praise the Lord. And he ends by saying, great is thy faithfulness. That means that God's mercies every morning, God sees to it. Amen. God sees to it. That's why you do yourself a disservice to wake up in the morning and not pray. You may not be able to pray long, but you must say something. Because you key into the mercy that God provides for each day. And you have to. Because on the other side of the fence, Bible says, sufficient unto every day is the evil thereof. So devil plans pregnated evil for every day. You just wake up and key into God's mercies that are new every morning. Praise the Lord. His tender mercies are over all his works. So in your weakness, don't be ashamed. God wants to help you. Amen. God wants to help you in your weakness. In your mistakes, God wants to help you. The only equation between your weakness and God's mercy is your humility. It's your humility. Humble yourself under God's mighty hand and he will exalt you. Praise the Lord. So in your weakness, seek for mercy. In short, we looked at the scripture, say, Bible, God challenges us. We should have faith in God's mercy. Amen. The cry of mercy, he never denies. Along Shanumi. From the heart, he shows up. Amen. That's his nature. His tender mercies are over all his works. Are over all his works. The man we can't help is the man who feels he doesn't need God's mercy. And the devil has put that thing into the psyche of the young people. Put it into our social media and curriculum. Pastor Olawo, I'm a self-made man. He just removed mercy from the equation. You are self-made. Mercy has just been removed from the equation. I'm a goat. Greatest of all times, Abi. I'm a goat. That's the devil. That's what he has put into the psyche. And that's why we have to warn ourselves as God's children. I know we're in the 21st century, but some things, once they are not of God, they are not of God. Centuries don't change God. It changes the devil, probably changes us and changes the atmosphere. It doesn't change God. I am the Lord, I change not. He told us that. Nothing has removed meekness and lowliness of heart to attract mercy. Amen. And once you attract mercy, you won't be consumed. We saw scriptures. You will not be punished sufficiently for your mistakes and your sins. And you will be rewarded more than what you have done. That's what mercy does. It lessens the punishment that you deserve. And it blesses you more than you deserve. Praise the Lord. So at the end of the day, you say, it's God. And truly it is God. Amen. And truly it is God. Power belongs to God. And unto him belongeth mercy. Because when God's mercy comes, it enables us to receive strength. Amen. The real power comes from God. Amen. The real power comes from God. If there's anything I like in the prodigal son, when the robber met the road, he remembered history. Amen. And he told himself, in my father's house. Amen. And it's your father's house. God the Father, God is somebody. People have bread to eat and spare. And I suffer from hunger. I will go back and repent before my father and say, I have sinned. From that time he made that statement, mercy started speaking for him. And that's why I could have the enablement to actually get up and go back. Because sometimes many people have said such statements, but yet they can't get up. But if you say it sincerely, that I have come to my end, I need help, mercy shows up. Praise the Lord. And he strengthened him. And he arose. And he went back to his father. And in typical fashion, the father opened hands of mercy and received him. Praise the Lord. Brethren, we are winners. If you understand God, we are winners. We are winners. A man who is in his mistake cannot turn back to God. Believes it's only about him. But if you know it's about God, you can always turn back. Every man, Bible says it, a just man falls 7 times. Not an unrighteous man, no. A just man. It's our imperfections. But why is he rising? He humbled himself. He humbled himself. That's why he can rise. He humbled himself. And God lifts him up. And God strengthens him. Amen. And then he gets stronger. Praise the Lord. He gets stronger. And then, for mercy, God has grace. So you now have enablement like Jesus. He says, I'm facing the cross. He said, my soul is afraid even unto death. And go, Father, help me. For it's for this hour that I've come. That he has triggered mercy. And Bible now says, an angel appeared and strengthened him. And then he could now pray. Amen. So that God's mercy, we need to be like Jesus. It's not just mercy. God protects you, God shields you, and then, no, it should strengthen you so that you start to act like the Son of God. Amen. Strengthen you so you start to act like the Son of God. You now become a vessel God can use. Praise the Lord. So supply mercy for other people. I was telling someone today, I said, you, see, because of your parents, you pray much, you pray little, God will bless you. I told him, God will bless you. You pray small. That didn't say you didn't pray at all. If you pray at all, you're looking for trouble. But you pray small, you pray little. For the parents you have, God will bless you. But one day, God will show up and say, you should be strong enough to start blessing other people with your own prayers. Praise the Lord. That's how today all your prayers is helping you. And your parents are praying to help you and other people. But a time will come, God will show up. Amen. And tell you, be strong enough to help other people. Praise the Lord. When you heard that the prodigal son came to himself, the detail you didn't see there is God that showed up. And just told him that, humble yourself. You shouldn't be living like this. Amen. That is not the voice of the devil. And it's not the voice of man. Is the voice of God. And then he now came to himself. If that's God's mercy that we are not consumed. If God's mercy doesn't show up, he will perish in his unrighteousness. He will perish in those afflictions. That's the design. That's what the devil planned. He will perish there. But that he came to himself is because mercy showed up. Amen. So that he will not be consumed. Praise the Lord. And when we are now strong, let's be doing our best. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. It's a tough world that we live in. And it is pushing the world to two things. One, to really doubt whether God exists. And then to take your life into your own hands. Amen. And those two is prerequisite for destruction. Take your life into your own hands. And then, is there God? In Switzerland, do they pray? Is there really God? How many people are praying in UK? Is there really God? I've warned you here before. Don't say too much about places you have never been to. Don't talk too much. You've not seen things. You're just talking what you hear, what they told you, or what they wanted you to hear. Just be where God wants you to be. It's tough everywhere. I was reading an article. 70% of Americans, 70%, cannot afford a $400 emergency. That means nothing should happen that they need to cover us $400. 70% of people living in America cannot do that. They have to eat, they have for the rent, and they buy their bus tickets. Nothing of $400 worth can happen. That means 70% of Americans don't have savings of $400 plus. They get that $2,000 paycheck, and by the end of the month, everything is paid for, there's nothing. Well, I lived there for a year. I know what they are talking about. I lived in Europe for 15 months. I know what they are talking about. So when people talk, one of our sisters was with us. Her sister is in the US, single mother. Her four or five year old daughter, the only one she has, is being taught about transgender in school. She said, God, my life is finished. But that's public school. She can't afford private school. So she balanced the equation of her life that, what's my existence all about? The only child I have, 4 or 5. So now she had to stop all those extra jobs to come and see what did they teach you in school today. But it's all rubbish. And then she had to get a Catholic private school. She can't pay. Her brothers here, as you were telling the story, her brothers here are contributing so that she can pay for the school. Real life. She may want to enjoy America and just leave her child to transgender. You can decide what you want. I'm just painting a picture. Don't be dreaming. You see those dreams that in one place there's no problem and go, is inside it is just to try to seduce us that you don't need to depend on God. Once I just get there, all my problem will be solved. My friend, there, you need God. Here, you need God. That is the bottom truth. Praise the Lord. I'm rounding up. Because God expects you, with the mercy he gives you, to get stronger. Because, just like his mercy does not fail, his steadfast love does not cease, his mercy never come to an end. God also says, my judgment, they are sure. Praise the Lord. Go back to Psalm 62. That's what he said there. For thou renderest to every man according to his work. That statement just means God's judgment is just. And I told that boy, for now, just learn to pray. Your parents cover for you. The blessing of God is obvious on your life. But one day, God will show up and demand you start to do better. You start to become productive and help other people. And if you are not honest enough to yield to that call, sooner God's judgment will come. Praise the Lord. If the prodigal son didn't stand up when it came to his heart and turn away and come back, God's judgment was going to come. Praise the Lord. He was given a leeway to beat judgment, and thank God he beat it. God's judgment are just too. And many times, and when God starts judgment, it's not the judgment of hell, it's the judgment to drive you back to mercy. Praise the Lord. It's the judgment to drive you, because there are some judgments, if they don't come, you won't go back to mercy. Amen. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. That affliction that you read there is mercy. Before I was afflicted, it is good that I was afflicted, that I may learn thy statutes. That's mercy. So God's first line of affliction is the affliction that drives to mercy. Praise the Lord. Before the affliction and judgment that drives to condemnation. Amen. Every human being is far from condemnation. He said, if you judge yourself, then you will not be judged. But if you don't judge yourself, you will be judged, so that you will not be condemned with the world. So you can see how far God puts condemnation. First judge yourself, so you can receive mercy. If you don't judge yourself, then God will judge you, so that you can still get that mercy. Then if you now don't act, then condemnation. Condemnation is far, far, but it's there. Praise the Lord. So, brethren, like I said, really, if you look at the equation, we are winners. We are winners. Let's take God's side. Amen. The little you can pray, pray and consecrate. Concentrate. I was telling my son today, he was going to NYC camp. I said, after 1 or 2 days, you'll have studied how the camp looks. Then you now know that, huh, whether the prayer has to be 4:30 or it's 10 o'clock to 11, things are free. It's gisting time, because by to 5, they've woken you up. You'll have found that there is always a time you can pray. So take it. Take it. Take it. Because it's a channel for mercy to flow. Amen. Unless you see yourself in trouble. I think I should end with a story. This is a nice one for young people. When I was serving, I went to camp 92. A brother gave his life to Christ, or rededicated his life to Christ, at the first state conference that we had. No, state conference, like a conference. So we do like 2 or 3 during the NYC. He rededicated his life to Christ. He now told us the story. He was Assistant General Secretary of NIFES. That's Nigerian Fellowship of Evangelical Students, like IVCU or ECU. For those in the north, so that means he was a fellowship leader when he was in school, in the university, assistant secretary general. What now led to him rededicating his life at camp? What happened? He said as he was entering camp, he hadn't entered though. At the gate, he was entering, the care guys were drumming, and he just started dancing to the beat, and he danced there, and that's how his Christianity just went on darkness for 3 months. So we didn't know he was a believer. He just had the beat at the gate. He just responded to the beat and moved there. And definitely when you move there, you will dance with them, you will drink what they drink. Praise the Lord. You will smoke what they smoke. You will follow it. But we didn't know he was a Christian. Now he rededicated his life. Praise the Lord. But that's the air. That's 92. The air is more toxic now. It's more toxic. But there's no need to be afraid. You open the valves of mercy. Amen. The winds of corruption will not carry you. But you must open that valve for mercy. And sometimes when you are too disobedient, God's judgment will come. His judgments are sure. Amen. But take, once you see the early judgment, amen, take it. Because those early judgments is to drive you back to mercy. Amen. So that you are not consumed. Amen. Mercy does 3 things. Mercy makes sure we are not consumed. Pastor sent us. You know, we sent to Pastor what you want to pray. You know, corrected. He gave us a correction and an addition. Say, mercy seats to you are not consumed. The mercy seats to you that we are faithful. Praise the Lord. We are faithful. And mercy seats to you that we triumph always. Amen. That's the end of mercy. That you triumph, you now become somebody that is solid. But it's by the mercy of God. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap. Okay, so now, with that background, everybody has faced messy situation in their lives. Like I said, we don't have time. So this is not the time to keep silent on. Nobody can even keep silent on me. I will hand you the microphone. Praise the Lord. You will start from your name. You will start from your date of birth. You start from when you start from your parents' name. By the time you say all that, mercy will come. Praise the Lord. You now remember how God had mercy on you. Amen. So anybody with a question, an experience, praise the Lord, or a comment, or something in your life that, it was God that showed up, it was God that helped you. God helps everybody. Praise the Lord. We said it here before. There's nobody God doesn't help. There's nobody. God helps everybody. So I'm going to start. If there's nobody, I'm going to start with a female. They say ladies first, Abby. Yes, we must obey that here. Always. Ladies. Ladies first. So I'm going to start with a lady. Okay? So I hope any guy will quickly raise up his hand to bail the ladies out. Anybody? Contribution? Did I see a hand there? Oh, okay, I've seen one here. Okay. Oh, the ladies have been delivered from my microphone.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I really thank you, sir, for these things. And I have, thank you, sir, two things to share. One question and one comment. One is that maybe the last one we have been treating is mercy, triumphing through mercy. And I define my mercy according to Proverbs. Mercy has been poured in far less than we deserve and blesses us far more than what we deserve. However, like the mercy of God is to help us to generate power. That is how we Christians, the remnant churches, we carry the whole gospel to the whole world for us to win the souls and then for us to do the work of the Lord. And then through this mercy, our proof make us to know that there are two things, two instruments for us to stay with God. One is faith, and second is sufficient humility. That through the humility, it now makes much of Solomon and Jesus Christ. And Solomon misbehaved, but Jesus Christ, though he knew that he's going to hell, and then he faced it and he thanked God, he won the hell. Now the conclusion is that God's tender mercy is all over his work. Now then my question is starting from God's tender mercy over his work, that do we enjoy God's mercy differently, like different ranges, like maybe senior pastors hear frequently from God, or maybe some people are rich, like Do they experience God's mercy in our era too?
Please clap for him. I like that question. Because maybe Pastor Lalu is enjoying more mercy than all of us. God is no respecter of persons. Praise the Lord. There are senior pastors who don't humble themselves. And really, God called them as senior pastors. But if they don't humble themselves, God's mercies will be insufficient or reduced upon their lives. You know what God said? He said, David, I removed my mercy from Saul. God said that. I removed. That means who gave Saul mercy at the beginning is God. But Saul went in the line of pride, in the line of rebellion, stubbornness, and witchcraft. So gradually, the message just started going. The message just started going. And at the end, it saw enter judgment. You know what we said? That first, that God's judgment comes to take you back to mercy. But Saul kept going away. Then later God just said, tomorrow you are dead. Sometimes, you see, even that tomorrow you are dead is mercy. Yes, so he gave you tomorrow. Repent and go put your house. That's mercy. But they told Saul, tomorrow, by this time, you are dead. Okay? So God had mercy on him. The mercy was plenty at the beginning. But he stopped humbling himself. But God, someone actually told him. He said, King Saul, there was a time you were little in your eyes. It's simple. He told him. That means those times, mercy was constantly available for you because you are always in humility. But now you become a big boy. The Yoruba says now, what's your behavior? After you prosper, we will know it. The one before prosperity is, we are not sure that's you. I had one pastor say, said, they come to my church. First, they don't have money. They will knock. They say, come in. Say, pastor, sir. And he say, after a while, they will just open his door. Hi, pastor. Let's be careful. Nobody can really call you to order. Call yourself to order. Praise the Lord. You see, when you start to do those kind of behaviors, something will tell you, it's like a yellow flag before red comes. You know, green, yellow, red. It's like yellow flashing. You're about to enter red zone. And you talk to yourself to say, I repent. I will stop doing that. So mercy is your sufficient humility. Pastor taught us that thing many years ago. Not too long, but probably in the last 5-10 years. That many of us are not humble. Then some of us that are humble, the humility is not sufficient. It's not sufficient. So, and these things are simple. How do I get humility? Let me keep exercising it. Amen. Keep exercising it. When I wake up, I appreciate God. I thank Him. When somebody gives me something, I appreciate. I thank Him. When I see somebody to help, it's tough, but something, help him. Let me help him. The 100 naira that I have, what can it do for me? But it can do a lot for this. Take. You have to practice mercy. Amen. Because Pastor Lalu brought that scripture out, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. That's another channel for mercy. Amen. So you can increase God's mercy on your life, and it can go down. Praise the Lord. Let's call ourselves to order. And that's the beauty of daily prayer. It allows you time to take stock. You will repent. Amen. You will worship. It gives you another time to calibrate your life so that your channel of mercy can open. Praise the Lord. I hope I've answered your question. Pierre.
Praise the Lord. Now, I just wanted to add something. What you sent to me last week about the uses of mercy. He also mentioned that mercy causes us not to faint. You know, so we have mercy not to be consumed. I didn't want to forget. Mercy not to be consumed. Because of His mercy, we are not consumed. Mercy will cause us not to faint. You know, especially for us young people. Even the Bible identifies us as being relating youth with strength. It says that, you know, the young man. But it now says that even the young shall faint, you know, and they shall utterly fall. So that's why you have to be very conscious of it, whether you're in a so-called, quote-unquote, strong stage of life, where we know that we are young and vibrant. You can run 440, you know, you can run a mile, you can run marathon race. But in it all, you recognize that even young men can faint and utterly fall. You know, and then that's why he says, because of His mercy, we don't faint. That's 2 Corinthians 4:1. You know, and then we now have mercy helps us to be faithful. You want to be diligent. You want to be consistent. It is by His mercy that you can be consistent and diligent. And then mercy causes us to triumph. So those four things, mercy is very useful for them. Of course, Prop has already mentioned with regards to God is not a respecter of person. Whether you're a pastor, even when you're a pastor, you know, that the standard of judgment is higher. You know, now that's not to scare you from wanting to be a leader, you know, irrespective of where you are. But even at that point, that was like God did not take it easy with Saul. You know, he expected, to whom much is given, much is what required. You know, so expected. So it's important that you know that as you are growing in Christ, you are growing more humble. You know, you are growing more merciful. And we identified that as a core thing in the life of David. Even when he sat on the throne, he got to a point, said, who else can I help? That very Saul that was chasing him around and giving him problem and persecuting him and trying to kill him, he said, look, I'm going to help his grandson. you know, which is the son of Jonathan. So in that kind of thing, that's the kind of person you must desire to be. You mustn't be a vendetta. You mustn't be vengeful, revengeful, that art. They can deal, can bear. The pepper they've showed me, I'm going to show them, you know. And those are the kind of leaders that we're actually looking for. We're looking for leaders that are tender-hearted and merciful, like David. Do you understand? And those kind of places, God is going to see to that you get to the top. You might not know so much, but if you are merciful and tender-hearted, because God sits on the what? Mercy seat. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's important that you yourself, you start exercising, being merciful. Now, not when you say, I get to be a CEO, or I be a pastor, or I'm a president, or I'm a governor, I'll show mercy. No, you won't. You have to show mercy to your neighbor, to your classmates, to your roommates, even if it's by praying for them. You guys, the greatest way you can show mercy. Are we together? And you can see David again secured mercy. So while Prof was teaching us, this scripture came to me about David. David recognized the importance of mercy so much that he secured it for his generation. You know, and if you look at Psalms 18, it says he had exercised mercy so much, and he had that kind of good heart. He had a very tender heart that God said, but my faithfulness and mercy shall be with him, and in my name his son shall be exalted. Talking about David and his son, verse 28, Psalms 89, 28, says, my mercy will I keep for him forever, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. You know, it says, even if his children mess up, I'm just putting it in a very nice way for you. Even if his children mess up, it says that I will visit their transgression with a rod. That means I'm going to discipline them. And their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. So David secured mercy so much for his children that even when they mess up, wherever they are, he has been so merciful, he has exercised so much mercy, that those children up to the fourth generation and for eternity, they are still experiencing mercy. God will discipline them when he has to, like Prof was talking about. But you see, they are not chopping the discipline, the judgment that they would have chopped if it was them alone without their fathers. Do you understand what I'm saying? And they are receiving a blessing more than they have exercised. And if you now look all the way to the time of Jesus, the blind man, the way they got Jesus' attention was by saying what? Son of David, do what? Have mercy on me. When Jesus heard that word, son of David, he could not continue, yes, because it's a covenant name that David had secured. So you yourself, by the act of mercy that I are showing, by the act of mercy you and I are showing at this time, we can be securing for our children, our grandchildren, our loved ones, you know, wherever they are, the planet. And sometimes when you are praying in tongues, you are securing mercy for somebody. You are delivering somebody. Do you understand what I'm saying? So mercy, you don't know the extent of mercy. The enemy has sought to brainwash us that, man, look, you don't really need mercy. People that need mercy are the ones that are suffering. I don't jail alone need mercy. Don't let them lie to you. You need mercy because mercy is eternal. Mercy is needed. There are days in my life where I've just known that scripture is what I held on to. His mercies are new every morning. And when I wake up, I just said, Lord, your mercies are new every morning. This is another morning. This is 24th of November. The mercy is new this morning. The mercy of tomorrow is new. It's not carrying over. It's not rolling over. It's new. You know, I get to practicalize those things because I know that I need it. And I see it. It might be in the area of health. It might be finance. It might be challenges. It might be our work. Mercy. It might be not being able to pray sufficient strength. Mercy comes into play. That time, you remember that you are man and God is God. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, son of David, have mercy on me. Got his attention, and what did he do? He actually healed them because that was a covenant name. So, that's the cry you must always have on a daily basis. Even when you have prospered, like Prof said, when you're on the top, you continue to live by the mercy. You are sitting on mercy seat, throne of mercy. God bless us.
Praise the Lord. Son of David, have mercy on me. That's a good one. That's a good one. Any other contribution? Question? Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
God bless.
I appreciate God for this wonderful...
Louder.
I say I appreciate God for this wonderful opportunity and the leaders in the house. I appreciate God. So, I like this. Thank you, sir. I want to just add very little thing to what the leaders have said. From where Prof concluded and to where you also concluded your speech is that we need to have the heart to always seek for mercy on a daily basis. And by God's grace today, while doing my silent period with the Lord, so I entered into the book called Matthew chapter 6, and that's the Lord's Prayer. And we believe as a Christian it should be a daily basis prayer. And one of the things I understood from there is that there is like seven aspects of the prayers, but the sixth one that my spirit gave me is just a preserving prayer. And it should be a daily basis prayer. Preserving prayer, that is, lead us not into temptation and deliver us from all evil. The Bible says, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So therefore, once the day is always filled with new evil and sufficient evil for itself, we need also to preserve ourselves in the mercies of God daily by saying this prayer. It helps us and gives us help us depend solely on God in our daily journey. That is just one of the things I want to say. And also the second thing I want to say is this. There was a time I was reading Proverbs chapter 24 verse 10. It says something that if you are weary in the day of temptation or of adversity, thy strength is small. This place is explaining something big to us, for us to know, as we are under the covering of the fathers. We all under the covering of the fathers and the leaders in our under, that is like that are supervision over us. So one thing we need to know, as the leaders in this house have said, that once we are under their covering, there's a sufficient mercy on us that is covering us. But there's something we need to know. The day of adversity will surely come for every one of us. The day of adversity, it will surely come. And the day of adversity is there for us to know, is for our strength built up during the time of the covering, to for us for our strength to be measured if it's strong, if it's now strong or not. So the Bible is saying in this place that if you faint in the day of adversity, when the covering is removed from you, that is, it means the strength you've gathered, the amount of strength you've built up during the time of the covering is not enough. That's why we really need to stay under the while we are under the covering, we need to also do our own side, building up ourselves in our most holy faith, so that when the day of adversity comes, we won't faint. The Bible says if you faint in that day of adversity, it means your strength that you've built up is nothing. But we, during that day, I pray we will be strong in the day of adversity. So that's what I just want us to see more about, sir.
Praise the Lord. Let's give him a hand. I had a man of God said many years ago, a rendition of this scripture: if your strength is small, the day of adversity will show it. If your strength is small, the day of adversity will show it. Praise the Lord. And when the day of adversity comes and your strength cannot come, you just need fresh mercy. Praise the Lord. Humble yourself afresh and say the truth to yourself. Honesty. My strength was small. Praise the Lord. My strength was small. And what do? You go and build it. Amen. On that covenant. You go back and build it. The good thing about God is that even that day of adversity, he won't leave you to death. But he will make you know that you need to work on yourself. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's like the teacher comes and says, okay, let's have a test. Ah! You just shout to yourself, ah! I'm not ready. So the teacher will now say, ah! Why are people screaming like that? Ah, sir, this, that. Ah, okay, maybe we'll do it next week. You see, you knew at that point that you are not ready. Will it not be a shame if the man now comes next week and he says, okay, we'll do the test? You now say, ah, again. You are given the time, praise the Lord, to go and go and build the capacity. Amen. So most of God doesn't, the adversity, he doesn't leave you unto death. He just leaves you to judge yourself that you need work. Praise the Lord. And just to add that, like we've been taught, the Lord's Prayer is important. It's a principle prayer. It's a what? It's a prayer that gives us the principle. Worship, repentance, praise the Lord, petition, amen, submission, thanksgiving, amen. So those are all. So once, what is important practically every day is to make sure we follow those principles, okay? And definitely in the virtually most times, the way we've been taught to pray, those principles are covered. Every pastor definitely knows, teaches his congregation one way or the other to make sure those principles are covered. Worship, reverence, asking for your needs, that's petition, okay? And then repentance, forgiveness, showing mercy to others, all those are in the principle of the Lord's Prayer. So, I mean, fine, there's nothing wrong in saying it, but get the principle and make sure we are doing those principles. Praise the Lord. I think we can take one or two more. We're approaching 6:30. Yes, thank God. And I have a female talking.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So what I just want to share is an experience I had. And I think you relate to what you were saying earlier, Prof, about the person you told that because of their parents, they were blessed. So when my mother started making me drive, because I did not want to, she would sit by my side. And anytime we're leaving the house, whether it's my dad driving or my mom driving, once we're out of the gates, we pray. So no matter the amount of prayer we've done inside the house, but there's this particular prayer my mother prays anytime she sees police, road safety, anybody. Let no man trouble me, for I bear my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, and to the best of my knowledge, and as far as I can remember, they don't stop her. Maybe the worst that happened is they will say that bring something, and she'll say that day to day she'll give her something, and she'll go. So when I started, when she would lead the prayer, because she's sitting by my side, and then when we see police or something, she'll be like, Oh, pray. And I'll be like, we've already prayed. Like, how many prayers do you want us to do? So I don't answer her, but she says the prayer regardless. So, and nobody stopped me. Then when I started driving alone, then she allowed. And I was like, we've already prayed enough at home. There's no need. So when I see the police, that's when I remember that, you know, I'm supposed to say a prayer. So by the time I said, they'll stop me. So they stopped me maybe like 10 times. Road safety, police, everybody. After that. And then one time I get home and like, they stopped me. She'll be like, you didn't pray. I prayed. You didn't pray. So after that, I realized I truly wasn't praying. So once I get out of the gate, I say my prayers before I even see any road safety or police or anybody, because I know that it's her mercy, it's her covering that God was using to show me mercy. And the minute she was not by my side, things started to go left for me. So I realized that it was time that I needed to step up and do what I'd been taught and I'd seen happen and work. And thank God, to God be the glory.
Praise the Lord.
Stops me again.
Heritage. Amen. Young man, I want to marry. Amen. Maybe that's where we'll stop. Let's go there. I want to marry. Have you built enough culture that you want to hand over to another generation? What you are not used to. Amen. Get used to prayer. Get used to the word. Amen. You can bring your children to church as much as you like. If you are not praying every day, the child can't be convinced of the importance of prayer. Are you listening to me? Build some capacity into your life. That's what we now use to sustain a home and pass down a heritage, an inheritance to the next generation. Don't be you just feel the balance of the equation of marriage is I have a job, I have money, I can take care of the wife. I'm talking of a Christian home bombarded by the devil. It's heritage. There's some things, let them become part of you. And your children will see it in you. Praise the Lord. They see it in you. It's not the talking now. They see it. It's a lifestyle. Amen. So build it. I told my son today, I said, I have no problem about you. I've been praying for you from when you were in the womb. And I believe those prayers. So when some things looked funny one time, I said, no. I know what we've prayed, what I've prayed by the grace of God. And with time, things turned around. So I told him today, I said, let me tell you something. You will be a prophet. You will have revelation knowledge. These are things I've prayed. Amen. That's the inheritance. Thank God. Maybe later I can. I told you, I don't have the dollars to give you. Amen. Thank God I just have a house now. But I know that I have put spiritual inheritance first. Amen. And I keep praying. Praise the Lord. That really is home. That really is family. Amen. Yes, the other side of wanting to hug your wife and kiss your wife is there. But if you don't have this solid foundation and exercise in righteousness, the 30 years ago, homes were held by morality of society. 30 years fast forward is held only by spiritual grace and mercy. Morality, where is morality? Morality is gone to the dogs. So learn all these things they are teaching you from the days of your youth. Practice them. Exercise yourself in them. They are the tools for when you start to come to yourself. They are the tools you are going to be using to operate. Praise the Lord. Uh-huh. It's not, I don't be that kind of man. The wife will now come. Ah, what are we going to do? Me no more. What am I saying? Eh? The wife will say, hey, look at this problem. Hey, husband, what will we do? You two say now. Well, me too, I don't know what we do. That's not a man. But it can't be that man suddenly. What were you doing in the days of your youth? Bible is clear. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Remember him then. Praise the Lord. So that time will come and I say, Abraham, is it Abraham or Jacob? Say, my God that I've served from my youth. That relationship has been built. Amen. Yeah, because when you talk to young people, you need to put that aside. Get the proper perspective for life. Everybody thinks now it's just, I have a job, I have money. No, you just got like 10-15% of what you need. I'm just telling you the fact. 10-15%. Money can, like this, disappear. Keep those heritages. Let your children see faith in God, trust in God, integrity. Amen. That's the real preaching. And that's what they will now imbibe. Say, a good man leaveth an inheritance for his children. Those things are lifestyles. Amen. Lifestyles. They see it in you. They imbibe it from their childhood. That is good to pray. Amen. Let me end also with a joke and story. But real life, it happened. We had a first lady that died many years ago while in office. President's wife. And my son, every morning, probably then he was... It's 2004, 2005. My son was born 2001. So he was probably like 4 years old. But when we woke up in the morning after I said my prayers and everything, before we leave the house, I would now call him and pray for him and tell him to recite the prayers. And one of the prayers he used to recite is, I shall live, I shall not die. I shall live to declare the glory of God in the land of the living. So we're now at home. And I just, I was talking to my wife. Hey, what's so sudden. Stella Obasanjo died. My son, 4 or 5 years, said, Stella Obasanjo, she's dead. What do you mean by dead? That means she has disappeared forever. I never say, yeah, she's dead. He said, that means she doesn't say, I will live, I will not die. Because if she's saying that she shouldn't die, I say, yes, yes, yes. But you know, at this level, say, she's dead. That means she doesn't say, I will live, I will not die. It's from childhood that we bring these things into. And that's what a man does. A man is the head of his family. That's not about whether the fufu has 2 pieces of meat and go. That's a little part of it. The man is the head of his family. He's the one that covers them in prayer. Praise the Lord. In season and out of season. By natural design, women have seasons. But the man, in season and out of season, you stand and cover for your family. Amen. That's what we are building from now. Praise the Lord. What does mommy pray for us? May God save us. May we not be absentee husbands. He's in the house, but his presence is not felt in the heavens. He's an absentee husband. But we learn it from here. Praise the Lord. The strength of the church is the strength of the home. Amen. And particularly for the young guys growing up, how to build spiritual capacity. And let your home stand firmly in the grace of God. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads in prayers. I think God has really helped us today. Let's talk to God. Say, God, come and help me so I can be a doer and not a hearer only. I think that's the real prayer we need to. That's the first prayer we need to pray today. God, come and help me so that I'll be a doer of these things and not a hearer only. Humble yourself. Receive mercy. Use mercy to be strong. Take it from mercy to sufficient. Take it from humility to sufficient humility. All of us. None of us is sufficient yet. None. We are far. And so we need that cry. The Lord loved those people who hope in his mercy. Let's have faith in the mercy of God. That God will help. Plentiful. He says the Lord is plentiful in mercy. His compassion faileth not. They are new every morning. Tell God to strengthen you in the inward man and strengthen you in the outward man. Thank God that you are here, you've not been consumed. Thank him. It's his mercy. Confess to him that with his mercy you will not faint. God, help me with your mercy. I won't faint. I won't give up. I won't lose strength. Say, Lord, help me with your mercy. I'll be faithful. I'll be faithful. God, that mercy comes, strength comes, you use it. Say, Jesus prayed more earnestly. He was faithful with the mercy he had received. No man goes to war on his own charges. There's sufficient ammunition of mercy. Let's just ask for it. Mercy to be faithful and mercy to triumph. We praise you, we praise you, oh Lord. We praise you, we praise you, oh Lord, in our lives.
It's mercy, we see.
We see. mercy is there for us. We see it. That's why we are not consumed.
Of your name.
Sing it two more times. It's a prayer.
We
declare mercy.
Praise you.
We appreciate
praise you.
The merciful God.
Oh Lord.
We praise you.
We praise you.
We praise you.
We praise you.
Our merciful God.
Oh Lord.
In our lives.
In our lives.
In our lives. In our homes. In our studies. In our work. There's mercy. We appreciate the mercy, Lord. In appreciation
of your
mercy towards us. We appreciate you, Father. One more. We'll sing it one more time. We praise you. We praise you. It's a prayer. It's a prayer. We praise the merciful God. We acknowledge him. Who gives us mercy. We see and we appreciate you. We lift our hands in worship,
in
adoration. Thank you for your mercy. I surrender. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? I am but dust. You are the giver of life, the sustainer of life, and the glorifier of life. All started with you, and all is preserved and continues with you only by your mercy. It's of your mercies that I'm not consumed. I pray for mercy. Mercy, Lord. I hope in mercy that I will not faint. In the day of adversity, my strength will be strong. Because by your mercy, I'll be faithful. And in strength, I will triumph always. And in thanksgiving, I will appreciate your mercy. And continue to exercise my heart in acknowledging you. That it's by your mercies and by your grace that I succeed. We bless you. Sufficient are you that you are doing it. It is you, O Lord. We bless you. We praise you. We give you glory. Give you worship and adoration. Maribasaka toberes. Merebetotem gashanta lalito toteskata ambalis. Metles kitonda la lakasantere. Babaribado sande jila badora basakaya. Bantere nderebe sabandole kasakaye. Papapatundrodosa. Beres kitongre zigari basantele regere beka pondoga yante jigere zike prababa santa glora baba tuskaya. We bless you, Father. We bless you, Son. We bless you, Holy Spirit. Glory be to your name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap.